Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Since neither candidate landed 50% of the vote in Tuesday's midterm elections, the Georgia senatorial race between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker is heading to a runoff election December 6th. We're still waiting for official results from Arizona and Nevada, as the country's political makeup is still unknown 2 days after the elections. Those states are saying Friday or Saturday. Hurricane Nicole was downgraded to a tropical storm after making landfall along Florida's Atlantic coast as a Category 1 hurricane early Thursday morning. The storm made landfall about 3 a.m. near Vero Beach, bringing with it strong winds and a dangerous storm surge. Governor Ron DeSantis with more.
It will move through the state, exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and then make landfall again somewhere in the Big Bend region in North Florida. The combined winds and storm surge will contribute to continued beach erosion in areas that have already seen erosion from Hurricane Ian.
It has been confirmed that President Putin will not attend next week's G20 gathering of world leaders in Indonesia. He will instead be represented by his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Russian troops under heavy losses are abandoning the port city of Kherson. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more on the dollars supporting the invasion.
President Biden says he expects aid to Ukraine to continue, even if Republicans take control of the House.
I would be surprised if Leader McCarthy even has a majority of his Republican colleagues who say they're not going to fund the legitimate defensive needs of Ukraine.
Current Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said there would be no blank check for Ukraine in its ongoing war with Russia if the GOP wins the majority.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Another study shows processed foods is not good for your body. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
Eating ultra-processed foods may lead to premature death. Researchers in Brazil found that consuming foods such as frozen pizzas, donuts, and hot dogs were likely responsible for 57,000 deaths in 2019 among adults ages 30 to 69. Ultra-processed foods have long been linked to heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. The study appeared in the latest American Journal of Preventive Medicine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Russian invasion of its neighbor in February continues to drag on. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast has an update.
Russia's military said Wednesday it will withdraw from the only Ukrainian regional capital it captured, Kherson. It would mark one of Russia's worst setbacks in the 8-month-old war. Russia expert George Beebe on why the city is so important.
So if Russia loses Kherson, as it appears that they now have, that really precludes any opportunity the Russians might have to try to advance along the southern Ukrainian coast, and it exposes Crimea as potentially vulnerable to a Ukrainian offensive.
However, Ukrainians are skeptical, with an analyst warning this could be a ruse to lure the country's forces into a deadly trap. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits, paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now. Hey, DeRoy, how we doing?
I'd say the puzzle is maybe a proper adjective.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're all confused trying to figure out what's going on. You know, like I shared with you earlier, you got 81% roughly of the electorate discontented with the current regime, and yet they go along with the status quo. I mean, this just doesn't make sense. But, you know, none of the elections in the last two series that we've gone through has made much sense. And I don't know. I mean, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole of, you know, stuffing ballot boxes or whatever. But I'm sure there's probably going to be an argument about that, too.
I suppose so. I mean, overall, what we, I guess, can say now, this is changing it minute by minute. A lot of races are still up in the air. So who knows by the time people hear this what might have changed. But at least at the moment, we expected a maybe a red tsunami, most likely red wave. I think at the moment what we have is a red whirlpool. The thing is just spinning in circles out there. We don't know what direction the water is going to go. And if it, you know, land gently on the beach or just stay off on shore. I mean, I think you potentially could have a GOP majority of one or two seats, which means every single vote is going to be a nail biter over the 2 years in the House. And in the Senate, you might end up with, I thought of this horrible scenario, and I thought, well, that's not going to happen, but you could end up with the GOP getting 50 seats, the Democrats winning 49 seats, the Georgia seat between Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock going to a runoff. And the result of that runoff either being a 51st GOP seat, which will give it a clear 51-49 majority, or a 50-50 tie with Kamala Harris being able to come in as vice president and split ties, which is exactly what we have now. And if that's the result that takes place, would have gone through all this effort, all this energy, all this tremendous expense to end up exactly where we are now with this stalemate with the vice president splitting ties and the Democrats maintaining the Senate. So I hope that's not the case, but that could be what happens. It's entirely possible that Laxalt will end up winning, that Ron Johnson ends up winning, maybe somehow or another Blake Masters ends up winning, and maybe Warnock, maybe Walker wins in a runoff. And if that happens, then I guess we'll have a 51 or 52 seat majority, I suppose. But who knows what will happen? I mean, it's now hours and hours after the full day after the polls have closed, and we still don't know what's going on here. And that's the greatest remaining superpower on earth for us not to have clear results at this point. Really is kind of almost borderline barbaric.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it smacks of third world country kind of election process, you know, sadly.
In the third world, you get more rapid results than we do. I think I've said for years that our voting system in this country is below third world standards. It's terrible. It's awful.
Right,
kind of shameful.
Yeah, because even they insist that you must have a voter ID. I mean, they'll count the votes. They'll make of it what it was, but they at least have some shroud of CYA, so to speak, to kind of claim some sort of legitimacy with their votes. But here we are. We're still dealing with, Dominion machines, these electronic accounting devices, and it's worrisome. I know in Ohio there was a candidate running for Secretary of State, and by their own state constitution, the candidates are supposed to have the data of all the votes. And they say, well, you can't have it because it's all done electronically. She goes, no, well, the Constitution says that I should have access to those numbers, so give me the code so I can read the numbers. No, they're not about to let you, open up the hood to those voting machines because, again, if they were so secure and we could have confidence, we would be able to lift the hood and check it out, but there's no way they're going to tie that up in court. And I think it was supposed to go to the Supreme Court, and I haven't heard any decision on that. But at this point, it's too late.
Well, I guess it's too late for now. But I would suspect if you have electronic machines, it should be even easier to get the data because the data are digital and you can transfer over wires, and maybe don't give people the actual algorithms, but you make that public, the number of votes.
Yeah, here's the numbers.
Precincts have come in, or how many ballots are from Republicans versus Democrats, whatever it is, and post it on the website, and then you can't get the algorithm or whatever, but you can read it on the website and then say, okay, well, we need to put more, knock on more doors in that neighborhood. This neighborhood looks secure. We're really getting whooped in over there. Let's ignore that place. Let's go to this place. It's more competitive. If that's what you need to do, great, but saying, sorry, you can't have the evidence because it's electronic, we just don't want to give it to you, that's not at all a solution.
Well, exactly, because then we get back to the situation, and we're still in a circle arguing about what happened in 2020. And, DeRoy, I say, okay, fine, all right, you're asking me for proof. It shouldn't be to me. I mean, you're the one. I mean, prove to me, help me feel comfortable, along with 60% of America that has their doubts. I mean, you can call us election deniers or whatever you want. We're just saying, where's the beef? Show me the proof that Joe Biden legitimately got 81 million votes, and this is how it happened. And, end of story. But no, then, they just want to castigate those of us that doubt their count. And, and so now the onus is left to us to prove when all we have, I mean, unfortunately, we don't have a Supreme Court that's willing to take the case up, to be able to say, okay, let's go ahead, let's lift the hood on this thing to put people's minds at ease once and for all so that we can all be confident that our elections are running according to Hoyle.
Yeah, well, it should be two things. One is to make sure that both sides, Republicans and Democrats, can feel confident, win, lose, or draw. Okay, at least the system was fair and the process was a fair one. Number one. And number two, if there is something, it turns out, well, we'd love to tell you all worked great, but we had this big error here or this mistake there. We go in and clean it up and fix it. What's not helpful is say, oh, how dare you? You're not allowed to ask any questions. Shame on you. You need to be canceled. We need to take away your First Amendment rights to ask questions. You're a monster. You're evil. And that doesn't answer people's questions. It doesn't boost anybody's confidence. And it doesn't put us in a situation where we can determine, okay, these eight things went great. These two things need to be fixed, so let's fix them. We just sit there with our eyes covered, and you have more questions the next time and the next time and the next time. We don't solve these things. And you increasingly get people losing confidence in our elections and therefore the system and therefore the laws that get passed in it. And that just completely starts to corrode at the bonds of a society.
Exactly. Well, and it also renders us stupid because we're not allowed to ask questions. We just go, okay, fine. We just have to go along. There's no critical thought. There's no really true advancement here. It retards the whole process. This is not the American way. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I think that it is important in any society, this one and others, always ask questions. There's nothing wrong with asking questions. You can ask questions peacefully. If you ask a question, doesn't mean that you're violent or semi-fascist or, just like Hitler, as Congressman Clyburn
South
Carolina said over the last, the closing days of the campaign, that the Republicans, the things of the country remind him of the early days of the rise of Hitler in Nazi Germany. Wow, that's a bit extreme.
It smacks of hate speech.
Well, I think it's hate speech. It's the kind of thing if people hear that Republicans are just like Hitler, then I think he probably should come and kill us. Well, guess what? People hear that sort of thing, and they end up saying, okay, let me throw a can at Ted Cruz, as happened in I think Saturday or Sunday before the election. Who knows what drove that guy to break into Paul Pelosi's house and attack him, and that whole scenario is very unusual and knows what's going on. But
on that happy note, we'll let you think about it. We've got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, was recently shaken by a suicide bomber who injured over 20 people and killed at least 4. The timing of this terrible attack coincides with the start of the Tide Race to Share the Gospel, a challenge that takes participants on a virtual 13-mile prayer circuit through the streets of Kabul. This terrible tragedy highlights the urgency of sharing the gospel, and we're grateful that race participants will be praying for these specific people at this precise location. We praise God for His divine guidance months ago, when even though we had no idea what would happen days before the race kickoff, He did. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call. The fight,
I promise,
We're back with you, Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, as we're all scratching our heads wondering what the heck happened with the projected red wave. I mean, tradition, you know, all the things that were happening out there, I thought it was interesting. I think the Republicans took for granted that the pain that everybody was feeling here in River City, that it was pretty conclusive. But some of the pundits are saying, well, you know, Republicans spent a lot of time of describing the problem, but they didn't present solutions. What do you say?
Well, I've heard that argument, and, you know, I think, frankly, I might be a little bit guilty of that. I spent more of my time on the year describing what a mess Biden and the Democrats have created, maybe less about what the solutions are. I mean, I think maybe I sort of took it for granted that other people would understand the solution is stop doing those things. Maybe that should have been a little more detailed, more meat on those bones, I suppose. So that was part of it. I believe that it would have helped a lot had, at least in the House, had the commitment to America, which Speaker, hopefully incoming Speaker, or at least Republican leader McCarthy unveiled. Mm-hmm. They should have had a big ceremony on the Capitol front, Capitol steps, or at the U.S. Capitol, and had every Republican candidate, both incumbents and challengers, come in and sign the thing.
Exactly.
Signed it. There it is. Here are copies. Their rollout instead was at a diner, I believe, in Pennsylvania, if I'm not mistaken. I think Washington, Pennsylvania. They wanted a city with Washington, but not Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And they had this thing at a diner, and they had McCarthy, and I think it was about maybe 20 or 30 GOP members of Congress, not even nowhere near a majority of the caucus. I'm not sure if they had any or certainly not many of the challengers come in. There was no signature ceremony. They just talked about it over during an AM talk show. And that was it.
Yeah.
So I think that was de minimis. They should have signed it, had an incident. We've signed this thing in ink, if not in blood. We swear to it, we commit to it, and have copies available, et cetera. And the commitment was a series of, I think, principles with which I agree, but wasn't, House Bill this and this particular piece of
legislation.
Exactly. The bill is written. It's online. You can read it. When we come in on the first day, we'll introduce the bill, and it will be debated and voted on, et cetera. That, I think, might have been more inspiring and given people more confidence.
Well, the other thing you and I talked about, DeRoy, was why couldn't you have done it 3 months sooner? I mean, it's like you're waiting for the last minute to put this out when you know you've been talking about it. We've been talking about it. You know, the Republicans shoot themselves in the foot. I mean, after all, I think Newt Gingrich, back in the 90s with the original, contract with America, laid it out and laid out a plan. And it's like, okay, I mean, why are the Republicans, somehow it's a violation of creativity that you use something that was, very effective, give me a break.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. I took a look at the date, and the contract with America that Gingrich put forth was introduced. The ceremony was not as far back as I thought. It was actually somewhere in mid to late September, so it was closer to Election Day than you and I may believe.
Right.
But as I say, they had a full ceremony. You can look up the photos there. You see every member of Republican member of the House, and then the people running to fill open seats or challenge Democrats coming in and signing this thing, just like the founders signed the Declaration of Independence. There's a serious public dedication to this particular document. You could look the document up and could carry around with you if you wanted. And it was very specific. It said, we will vote on this, we will vote on that, we'll vote on the other. Mm. The commitment to America, again, nice. We'll reduce spending, and we'll have more focus on transparency, and we will focus on the border. But the level of specificity was nowhere as high as it should have been, nor as high as much as the contract in America. So, get a B, maybe they get a B plus, but they don't get an A or an A plus in terms of what they put together nor how they presented it, fortunately.
Mm-hmm. Is it too late to revise it?
I think that boat may have sailed. Frankly, on the Senate side, they should have done the same thing. Now, this proves, this again shows what a tremendously weak leader Mitch McConnell is. He is great on judges. I give him tremendous credit for doing what he's done to be able to get three conservative Supreme Court justices on the Supreme Court. but on everything else, he's incredibly weak. He held back money for Don Bolton.
I was going to ask
Hampshire.
You. Right.
Blake Masters in Arizona had taken some of his big, big campaign bucks and given to those guys. They might have won, in which case we would have a clear GOP majority in the Senate. But Mitch McConnell seems much more dedicated to his own personal vainglory in terms of remaining Republican leader, even the leader of a Republican minority, than to winning a clear Republican majority that will be excellent for the United States of America. I think he's a terrible leader. It is way past his prime time, and I really hope somebody challenges him and sends him back to the back benches. He can represent Kentucky as long as he wants, but I think we need a brand new Senate, I hope, majority leader. And the GOP is not going to be well served by somebody like Mitch McConnell, who can't barely can count heads, can't trade horses, and barely can communicate. He's a terrible, terrible leader, other than on judges, where he's great. Maybe make him head of the Judiciary Committee so he can focus on that. And we really need new leadership among the GOP conference in the United States Senate.
Well, DeRoy, to this point, I think what we're seeing is the rise, you might say, of a new Republican Party. You know, I think it's interesting. Elise Stefanik referenced this. A couple of other, freshman elected congresswomen. Some fresh blood, some new blood, new perspective here. I think that, what AOC and the squad have done for the Democratic Party, maybe there's something on the horizon that could be similar for the Republican Party. What do you think?
Well, there might be. Again, it depends on a lot of these people who we're hoping will win. If they win, or if they also get sidetracked. But I know that right now, I believe John James in Michigan won, as well as I think a man named Wesley Hunt in Texas. I believe they've both won. And if that's the case, if you've got, I assume Burgess Owens won in Utah. I don't believe otherwise. I don't believe he's lost. But if he's back in, you're going to have three black Republicans in the U.S. House. If Herschel Walker prevails, he will join Tim Scott in the Senate. You'll have two black Republicans in the Senate. And the more black Republicans are around, the harder it becomes for the Democrats to say, oh, it's just it's a white nationalist party and it's KKK with suits on, blah, 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 and all these other vicious lies that they repeat all the time. You're seeing some Hispanics getting elected, including down on the border in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Those are certainly new faces. So we definitely have a GOP that is more representative with minority faces than you've had in the past. And I think that will be good for in terms of reaching out and trying to get more blacks and Hispanics and others to vote to GOP, whereas they've been reluctant to do so in the past.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that you find the tent pegs for the Republican Party spreading out. You and I have been talking about this for years, but the clear manifestation of it, I mean, just take a look at what happened in Florida. And, of course, the celebrated Broward County, I mean, the Democratic stronghold. This is a huge sign of encouragement, I believe, for the party that seems more open to embrace all types and manner of people, unlike the other side, where the Democrats are so quick to want to malign and attach the title of a semi-fascist to people.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, this is a big tent. I mean, we've got people in this party who are of different ethnic backgrounds. I'm a pro-lifer, but there are pro-choicers in the GOP. We let them be there. I think the Democrats may have won. I think Cuellar was reelected in
He was
Texas. He's the only pro-life Democrat in the House. I think in the Senate maybe they still have Casey in Pennsylvania, but that's it. And so they're very, very close, much more of a narrow-minded party than we are. And frankly, you look at the American Conservative Union vote ratings, and what you'll find that's also interesting is that the Democrats are closer to the left margin, which is zero is most liberal, 100 is most conservative. The average in the Democrat in the House is closer to the left than the average Republican is to the right, and that's even more so in the Senate. So the Democrats really truly are the more extreme of the two parties. I'm not saying that the GOP is a centrist party. It's definitely a conservative party, but it's further away from the right edge than the Democrats are from the left edge.
And that's clearly
an interesting aspect of all of this.
Well, we got to leave you on that happy note. And hey, look, we still have a country to save, and we need to keep up the good fight, ladies and gentlemen. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
All right, you as well. Thanks a lot.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend $1 a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend $1 a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Nicole was downgraded to a tropical storm after making landfall along Florida's Atlantic coast as a Category 1 hurricane early Thursday morning. The storm made landfall about 3 a.m. Eastern near Vero Beach, bringing with it strong winds and dangerous storm surges. Governor Ron DeSantis with more.
It will move through the state, exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and then make landfall again somewhere in the Big Bend region in North Florida.
Since neither candidate landed 50% of the vote in Tuesday's midterm elections, the Georgia senatorial race between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker is heading to a runoff election December 6th. It has been confirmed that President Putin will not attend next week's G20 gathering of world leaders in Indonesia. He will instead be represented by his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Before the top of the hour, we get the columnist, lawyer, and author of the Great U.S.-China Tech War. And we're talking about his new documentary, Innovation Race. Gordon Chang joins us now. Gordon, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Bill.
Well, I've long respected all your hard work that you've been doing on, you know, behalf of we the people to warn us about China. And I think, you know, we are a bit... if not purposely deluded, because we have so many of our elites have been captured and enamored by Chinese investment and money and pay for play type of shenanigans that have blocked their true perception of what China is. And I go back to those old spaghetti westerns when I was a kid growing up, Gordon, and when people would come, you know, from outside of an area, the first question was asked, are you friend or foe? And I believe that there's some misalignment, misunderstanding of China, whether they are friend or foe.
Well, certainly, and they are a foe. We don't need to speculate about that. All we need to do is listen to what they say about us, Bill. So, for instance, in May 2019, People's Daily, which is the most authoritative publication in China, actually carried a piece that declared a, quote-unquote, people's war against America. That's a phrase which is reserved only for enemies. It's one that's been used throughout the history of the People's Republic. And we have been either oblivious or purposefully blinded by China. And so we can lose our country because we're not defending ourselves.
Exactly. Well, and here it is. We've seen the aggressive moves that China has made, what they've done, you know, in the China Seas, building out military outposts in international waters. They're claiming more and more territory. You know, it just these aggressive moves continue. And I guess we can be thankful in one sense that it's not that even as powerful as China can be, it's not that they're internally fortified, all that internally fortified. I mean, they've got economic problems of their own they're dealing with, right?
They have problems, economic internal problems that they can't deal with. And we know this because just looking at the amount of debt that they have, the debt crisis, the big property companies defaulting one right after the other, the mortgage boycotts where people are not paying back the banks, the bank runs, we can see all of this. But we got a very good peek into it on October 16th when Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, gave his work report to the Communist Party's 20th National Congress. And in a very long talk, he did not cover the things that are important to the Chinese people, like, for instance, youth unemployment or plunging property prices. And that means he doesn't have an answer to them. But because he doesn't have an answer to them, it means that he is very bellicose toward neighbors and toward the United States, which makes China more dangerous than it ever has been.
What about Taiwan? I mean, we see what happened in Russia, you know, with Ukraine. This was, I mean, there were mounting signs well over a year that they were going to attack Ukraine. And the United States Department of National Security, you know, like purposely turned a blind eye until we're, you know, up to our earlobes in a conflict with Russia. And here, you know, I believe that we should listen to the enemy. And what you're pointing out now is that the enemy has said, look, we're going to take over Taiwan. And you have Joe Biden on one hand saying, well, that's unacceptable. We're going to defend Taiwan. And I question whether or not he has the intestinal fortitude and the wherewithal to do that.
Yes, that is the issue. You know, for instance, to bring this up to date to just yesterday, for instance, Biden at his press conference said that he wanted to sit down with Xi Jinping at the Indonesia G20 next week to find out China's red lines. Well, we know what China's red lines are. They say it every day in People's Daily. What we see is, you know, these comments from Biden betrayed that he does not want to impose costs on China for persistent, dangerous, and hostile conduct.
And meanwhile, so far so good for President Xi and the Chinese because of some of the policies that Donald Trump had enacted that put pressure on the Chinese. Biden has lifted, and of course you can't help but question, because of all the reporting we've had here, whether it's Peter Schweizer or Miranda Devine, in terms of the elite capturing of bureaucrats and the Biden family specifically, as even reinforced in the Hunter Biden laptop.
Yes. Well, we know a lot about Hunter Biden's relationship with China, and also the relationship with James Biden, the president's brother. And we have an FBI which is determined not to investigate. There have been very clear crimes that Hunter Biden has committed, and he has yet to be charged, which is fascinating. One would hope that the FBI is using those lesser charges, but charges that are obviously 100% to try to leverage up Hunter Biden, but we don't have any evidence of that. So, you know, these issues like tax fraud, possession of a gun, lying to the FBI, these normally would be charged by now.
Well, there's no interest, clearly, and even if he was charged, and they're going to try to hold that case as much as they can if they can do it in D.C., we've already had a situation where a Democratic lawyer was able to pretty much get away with lying to the FBI, whereas they have tormented and thrown people into bankruptcy for allegedly lying to them. But yet these other operatives, especially if their names are preceded by a D, then they get away pretty much with, you know, with anything. I mean, case in point certainly is Hillary Clinton. what happened there with Hillary Clinton and the destruction of evidence, and James Comey presenting a case that said, "Oh my God, he's going to indict her." No, it's like, wait a minute, you know, you gave me all the evidence of why, you know, of all the laws that she broke, and but you said no reasonable prosecutor would take up the case.
Well, if nothing else, just her server was clear. A clear violation of national security laws, and she was not charged. You know, one could say, well, you never know what happens when a jury has a case, but let's have a jury trial. Let's make sure that she is charged, because the violation on its face was clear.
Exactly. Yeah, and the destruction of evidence. I mean, it's amazing what she was able to get away with. This is a great compromise to what America stands for law and order, and we wonder why we're a bit unhinged right now. I want to reserve some time to talk about this documentary, The Innovation Race, which really presents, you know, what's happening with how China has come in and has stolen, you know, intellectual property, what they have done to really put a lot of pressure and to injure America's interest and our future, all, you know, all with the ambition of being the world superpower, right?
Yes. Well, there's two storylines here. First of all, there's China's criminality. But what the American people should be talking about is the failure of American presidents, and this goes back into the preceding century, about the failure of American presidents to take necessary steps to protect American intellectual property in the face of known Chinese criminality. So the story of, yes, the Chinese are criminals, but we can't help that at this moment. But what we can do is we can elect presidents who are determined to protect our IP. And clearly, we have known about this. There have been serial theft in the hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And yet, we don't do very much about it. So this is on us.
How much is corporate greed involved in this, Gordon?
Well, part of it is companies don't want to disclose when there's been a theft, and companies don't want to take the network protections, to put in the network protections that are necessary to stop this theft.
Well, we're talking with Gordon Chang. He is the columnist, lawyer, and author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War. We're going to talk more about the documentary that is coming out, Innovation Race. Stay with us. It is just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Well, for the past century, America has been the world leader in ideas, invention, and innovation. Today, China is threatening American innovation by exploiting weaknesses in U.S. patent protection, and big tech is letting them get away with it. The columnist and the author, Gordon Chang, is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. And we are talking about this new film, The Innovation Race, right now. Gordon, how did you get involved with this documentary?
I was very fortunate. Bill Livingston, Luke Livingston, I bumped into him at a CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he got me involved. So I'm very, very appreciative to Luke.
Well, you were recounting the history of how we got where we were, and you point out that 2011 was a critical time. This was really a turning point for U.S. patent protections, right?
Yes, and we've now we've seen some of the downside for what has occurred in the past in terms of decreasing protections. So, for instance, the Biden administration has been relentless in trying to reduce the most important protections. For instance, in December of last year, the Justice Department proposed its rules for enforcement of standards essential patents. This would have allowed China basically to take our most valuable technology and not pay anything. Now, fortunately, that proposal was withdrawn after fierce opposition from groups across American society. But it's clear that you have the administration in cahoots with the tech sector, some of the tech companies, that have really wanted to reduce the protections that American patent holders enjoy.
Quite the difference between a Trump administration and Biden administration. And, of course, all that we've read in terms of, as I mentioned earlier, in the elite capturing, particularly of the Biden family, you can't help but question the favored status, so to speak, that is being displayed right now during the Biden administration. Is it a result of quid pro quo, past relationships and connections between the Biden family and the communist Chinese?
Yes, I mean, that's what I would speculate. But there are things that we know. So, for instance, during the Trump administration, clearly the president's team was much more favorable to patent owners and patent protection. We've known that both in the O'Biden and, sorry, in the Obama and the Biden administrations, they've been much more friendly to an open environment, which has, of course, benefited countries like China. Now, one can put together all sorts of things, but the point is we know that patent protections have been under attack in both the Obama and the Biden years.
Gordon, I recall, you know, even in college studying, you know, the move that was performed by then President Nixon. I think even before then, he was actually vice president, so before the 70s, to, you know, embrace China. This was a big, you know, victory for America, seemingly, and for, you know, for Nixon as well. And the idea was that here it is, we've got gold in them, our hills, we could, you know, bring them to democracy. But yet there has been no indication in all these decades that China was willing to become democratic.
Well, that's right. You know, Nixon's famous foreign affairs article talked about how we could not leave a angry China outside the international system. But what was behind that, of course, was that that was the Cold War, and Nixon was trying to recruit China to America's side during that contest. But after the Cold War ended, there was no sense, really, and no interest on the part of the United States to support the Communist Party. And yet we did so. You know, Nixon saved the Communist Party. So did Bill Clinton. So did George H.W. Bush. We do not need another saving of our enemy.
Exactly. After the 2011, you know, history, as you just reported, that weakened patent protections. How has China responded since then?
China's taken advantage of the weakening protections, and it has actually been bold enough to try to suggest and support changes to America's patent system that would benefit China. So I'd mentioned the Justice Department's proposal of December of last year on these standards essential patents, which are in many ways the most important patents that Americans hold. We had the China Patent Association actually file written comments supporting the Justice Department's weakening of patent protection. So Beijing has been very clued up on this and has been very aggressive in supporting Biden proposals to weaken American patents.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to this, meanwhile, you got President Xi lengthening his rule, continuing to make promises that I think that are incredible. I don't believe that he's sincere in fulfilling these promises, much less continuing to flex China's military muscle, as we spoke earlier. What is your takeaway on all this?
Well, it's not just Xi Jinping, it's his predecessors. They have never believed in honoring their agreements, and in the agreements that we have with them, they've violated them. So these are basically one-way deals. We have to honor our obligations, but China doesn't honor its. And the story here is that we keep on trying to sign up these deals with China. That's bad enough, but also we don't try to enforce China's obligations. And so this has really been wrong and very detrimental to us.
Without a doubt. Gordon, you know, the old axiom comes into play. Whoever controls the economy controls the world. And we're seeing what's happening right now. There seems to be a huge paradigm shift that's on the horizon. What do you see?
Well, the paradigm shift that I see is one that others basically don't. You know, the paradigm shift has always been, well, China will have the world's largest economy, China will rule. But right now we see problems inside China that Xi Jinping and the Communist Party have no way to solve because their policies have contributed and sometimes caused China's internal problems. One of them is debt. But it's not the only problem that China's had. They decided not to have a 2008 downturn by having the biggest stimulus program in history. And they've created so much debt And now their economy is exhausted, and they don't know what to do, and they can't solve it because there's too much debt.
Are the assets of America still such that we can withstand? We've got less than a minute left here right now, Gordon. I can't help but believe the assets, and the assets are we, the people. Are they beyond being overwhelmed, you know, by the Chinese? Can we still fight for our liberty and our preeminence on the world stage with the right leadership?
Almost all the metrics show that the United States is the far stronger country. But that doesn't really matter because it's an issue of political leadership. And our political leadership, and it's not just Democrats, it's not just liberals, conservative Republicans are villains too, don't have the political will to defend our country from China. So we can lose our country, not because we're weak, we're not, but because of a failure to identify the enemy and to defend our republic.
Exactly. Gordon Chang, thank you for being with us. We must let you go now. Appreciate the time, and I will remind everybody about connecting with the Innovation Race and, of course, connecting with you on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Thank you, Gordon. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Well, as we were talking about, the Innovation Race explores the critical issues impacting all Americans and proposes solutions. Okay, this has been a lot of the talk, especially in the midterms, is that we talk about the problem, we're not talking about solutions. The Innovation Race is an excellent documentary that provides solutions, and what Gordon was just referring to is so key. We get back to leadership. The power of leadership is being able to cast a vision, and the vision that is being told to the American people is that it's inevitable that the communist Chinese will take over. I mean, who says that? You know, the leadership, the Biden leadership, the Obama leadership, others, it's like they're surrendering. Wait a minute. Who surrenders, you know, the great American idea and cause? See, so we've got to come back to the vision. Who is casting the vision for American greatness? American greatness that stands out, that the rest of the world has been counting on, you know, for the last 100 years. But can they count on us going forward? And the leadership, unfortunately, you know, whether you look at Afghanistan or you look at what's happening, you know, here domestically, what the president and the current regime would want us to believe, that there's nothing you can do about inflation, that it's a global thing. It's not really, you can't really blame Joe Biden for this. How delusional. I mean, day one, the underpinning of the American economy is gas and oil. And Joe Biden surrendered that. He turned the spigot off. He single-handedly did this. And watch what happened. If you look back, you don't have to go that far back. But as soon as he did that, everything started getting disrupted on top of dealing with COVID. And so he used COVID as a, you know, as a bit of a shield so that he could get these policies through and to, you know, through sleight of hand, convince, seems like, half of America into thinking that, oh, it's not his fault, when clearly it was his fault. The inflation we're dealing with, the amount of money that has been stolen out of your 401k, you can give that to Joe Biden. Thank you very much. And we appreciate Gordon Chang for coming on and the Innovation Race. All the information will be linked on our website.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm